Hello and welcome to Head Wreck, that show where we talk about the things that are wrecking your heads and the things that are wrecking our heads. I'm John Byrne, and with me, as always, is Alan Ryan. Say hi, Alan.
Hi,
It's our thing now,
Alan.
isn't it? And you're so nonchalant with your hi.
I was like, what do I say? What just look what I'm drinking.
Oh, Heineken 0%. I've never had it. I've never
I've
had it.
not. See, I don't drink, so Heineken Zero is
No,
my
you
drink.
don't.
I do enjoy Heineken Zero.
I haven't had beer in years. A beer. I just felt so bloated from it. And don't even get me started. Oh, get me started on it. That's the whole point of the podcast, isn't it? Let's jump straight into. This is gonna really kill people. And I wouldn't have even thought of it. Only you were drinking a 0% Heineken. Is IPA? I don't get it. Maybe I've said it.
I see grapefruit.
IPA beers. What? They're all sweet and cloudy. It looks like
Oh, they're not sweet at
someone.
all.
Oh no.
How do you
Well,
be sweet?
anyone that I've ever
They're
tried
like
has been
grapefruit.
sweet, and that's why I just don't do IPAs anymore. No, I just can't. They've been
Okay.
sweet and cloudy, as if like you have a yeast infection and you're pissing into a
That's what
glass. That's what they look
IPA
like for
stands
me.
for. That's what IPA stands for.
What stands for what? What I
I piss a lot.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
Yeah, well,
you
there you go.
go.
Well, IPAs wreck my head, and I hate going to a bar, of which I don't frequently, but when I do, and it's all IPA taps, and you're going, oh, there's the Guinness equivalent, there's the Heineken equivalent, there's a cider equivalent. I don't know what they're like, and it always costs that little bit more. So you're like, do
Sure,
I take a chance to spend money on something that I know I might not like? There you
yeah.
go.
Now, by where I work in Dublin, there is a BrewDog, and they've only one place, and they're all the craft beers. And they don't do any branded beers that I'm aware of, besides for their own brand. But they do, it's called like Black Heart or something like that. It's the equivalent of their Guinness. It's actually not bad, but it's like 8.6% or something like that. That's the
Oh
only thing.
yeah,
It's
it'll absolutely
slightly
destroy
more chocolatey. It's not bad. It's not bad. But I absolutely get what you're saying. When you're going,
Well,
no, I have a
do you know
Heineken. We don't
what?
sell a Heineken. Do you want this Struffelweiser? And like,
Yes,
do I?
in a really, really, really manly glass. They're always the most awkward of glasses as well.
40% beer,
Must get
80% head.
robbed, like unbelievable. But I tell you what I'll do before the next podcast, because you're enjoying that beer. I am going to try, and this is a shout out, not a sponsor in any way, unless they want to and let me try it out. There is a local IPA company called Yellow Belly Beer, and
Oh,
they're
never heard of
in
them.
pubs and they're in shops and that kind of thing, and you can get cans. So I'm going to try. So shout out to Yellow Belly Beer, because I know it is very popular. We are not sponsored by them
Are
yet.
they based in Wexford?
They are. Yep. They are.
Oh, okay.
Wexford Brewing Company, Yellow Belly. So there you go. Right. So speaking of beers. No, I'm kidding. It's the worst segue ever. So we have an email, and we're going to start with an email. But first of all, should I start with how was your week? Good week? Yeah, enjoying the sun?
Yeah, it was. I have a lovely sinus infection, so that's
Yes,
wrecking my
you've
head,
been
literally.
poorly, haven't you? You've been
I
poorly.
have.
It's literally been
I
wrecking your
have.
head. Yeah.
It literally, and absolutely, literally. But before you go on to the email, before you go on,
Okay.
you're
Yeah.
stealing. You've forgotten this for several weeks in a row. Where can you reach us, John?
Off. Yeah. Well, they can reach us here, and they can reach us at the lads
Head
at
underscore
headwreck.
rect.
Yeah, and our
You
email
forgot.
is the lads at headwreck.com. So yeah, that's send us your emails and stuff, and send us your voicemails or your voice messages if you can. And
Preferably
you could,
usable
but you
ones.
can
We
send,
do get
yeah.
ones which are just like too
I
noisy to
do
even
have
hear.
one which I can't play because there was a lot of background noise, and I feel it will absolutely destroy the ears of our listeners. So I will just transcribe. Yeah, we go with that word. Okay.
Annotate, not
I don't
anoint.
know.
That's a
What is
priest
it when you, that's when it, I don't know.
annotate,
You know,
annotate,
I'm just going to say what he said. There you go. That's fair enough. I'll say what he
that's a
said.
no annotate, and it's that I know someone's now listening to the radio going.
I love hearing words right like that, where, and I always got that'd be a great DJ name. Jim, you know, like Dusty Rhodes or
Annotate.
yes, Annotate or Max
Hey
Headroom
lads,
or yeah.
listen to me on Spotify. A couple of tracks come up to you. This one's going out to Lalo and Fella.
Something
Listen to
like
us
that.
now in. The next one is DJ Shadow's remix of I Feel Your Breath. Don't forget to text us in.
Why do we always do a Dublin accent when we're putting on any accent or pretending to do any voice? It's always dub. Do you notice that every time? Why not? So here
Maybe
we go.
because we can dub it afterwards.
Oh my God. Right.
Yes.
Moving on to the email. So this email is from Ian, a Wexford listener. Well, lads, Ian, it should
Is
have
it definitely
been.
Ian or not Lan? It's definitely capital
Ian.
I and not a capital or small L.
Oh no, it's definitely I. It's definitely Ian. So, well, lads. Right. So the subject line is the clap. So immediately this got my attention and I went straight to this email because I'm going, right, the
Did
clap.
You thinking it was a drugs or how to get rid of it once and for all?
Maybe.
We know you have the clap.
Well, lads, can we please talk about the clap? What I mean by this is clapping situations, okay, like the landing of an airplane clap. Thanks, Ian, Wexford listener. Well, we appreciate your listenership in Wexford and hopefully you're enjoying a Yellow Belly beer, not sponsored.
I get that.
You've probably experienced this a lot more than I do because you frequent the airlines more than I do, Alan. Makes me sound really sad, but yeah, the first time it was like, what's going on? And I remember was it on every airline? But I remember it starting on Ryanair. And was it,
I think it's only ever been Ryanair.
People were like, glad we made it. The price of the ticket was so cheap. Fuck, yes, we made it. Is that where it came from, I wonder?
Oh, because, yeah, maybe they're just flying so fast, the flights have been terrible. And then people are like, yes! I don't know if that's coming true.
Clapping isn't.
People are like, clapping isn't. I clap, dear listeners.
Do you clap? Do you? Yeah. You kind of end up joining in at the end of a performance, people are doing it. But what cracks me up is the last time I was on a flight, and I do remember, is I think only one or two people clapped and they stopped really quickly because no one else was. Because then it was like, rush to get off, get your bag. I'm not fucking clapping. Unbuckle and rush. Previously. I know.
Yeah. And you're standing in the aisle. But again, like logically, like imagine getting off Dublin bus and you're like, oh yeah, thanks. And clap, 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 clap. Everyone gets up and starts clapping and everyone stops.
The amount of stops. I know. Well, here we go. So similar to clapping, do you thank the bus driver? You do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You do. People say it's an Irish thing, but maybe it does happen.
Although it's harder to do now, not because no matter how what I say, it's going to sound wrong. I'm going to change what I'm going to say. It's harder to do now because you actually get off at the kind of the middle door as opposed to the front door now. You don't get off since COVID came on. Since COVID, you get on the front door, you get off the back door. That's just what is normal now.
I'm sorry, but how can a bus be a one-way system? That's totally improbable.
Easily.
There's only one stair.
Obviously, he's not going
to
drive up the road.
There's one stair. Have they a slide on the other side then to come down? So you go up the stairs and down the slide. Kind of like, you remember the red bus, the red double-decker buses in England? They had the stairs on the outside and kind of swerved up. They should have made that a slide for coming down. You know, the really old 19-something.
And it would be the guy then going, hello, Gavna, you're coming on. That's two tuppence, please. Oh, no, sorry. No,
that's very Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I know. That's why I need to keep this consistent. How's it going? Get on me bus. Remember, it's
Dublin accent.
We're going through Trafalgar Square now.
Well, speaking of Dublin and different locations, you being a Dubliner, what are your thoughts on this portal? Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know, on one of the streets in Dublin, there's now this kind of a sculpture with a screen on it that has a direct link to, is it New York Times Square?
It is, yeah, yeah.
So they have one
York,
in Times Square. So you can. Now, I don't know if anyone in Dublin knows this, but we can all do that on our computer right now from the comfort of our home. Why do you want to go onto the street in public to look at people? Is that not what video, is that not what we're doing right now, Alan? This is a portal between Wexford and Dublin. It's a bit weird.
But the difference being is going, imagine going on Con Street and just sticking your dick in the portal and people in New York are like,
this is what's
going to
happen, isn't it? There's 100% it's going to happen. And I actually kind of hope it does because that's just, for me, that's golden comedy for me.
Imagine being in the middle of Times Square and you're like, wow, look at coolest place. And then you're looking over and there's this television of four junkies lashing each other out of it up against the screen.
Yeah.
Come on,
that's what everyone is afraid is going to happen. And you've all seen the videos of people going, hey, hello, Dublin, with our Lord Mayor, who was wearing a hoodie, which I found slightly odd when they launched that he was wearing a hoodie. That was a bit weird.
I didn't see that.
It was very strange. But then the next scene was literally what you said. There were some inebriated people sitting right in front of it that the guards had to move along. And I was like, that's what's going to happen. Someone's going to rob that screen for a giant iPad. That's what's going to happen.
How long is it before someone's going to crash into it?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Where, what street is it on? Is it?
It's on Con Street. It's right. It's right as far as I know. Yeah. But I think even though I'm from Dublin, I think somewhere else like Galway or Cork or somewhere else should have gotten it rather than Dublin city centre. I think somewhere else would have been better.
Why not do one between Galway and Dublin or Cork and Galway, something like that? Or if you can
control by Supermax.
Yeah. Or between Wexford and Dublin. you know, everyone's drinking Yellow Belay beers. Not sponsored. You know?
Yeah, but like, do you remember there was a time in the slime when they put the Millennium Clock up on up in the lift and it survived about 6 months? This would be gone in 3 months' time. It'd be wrecked. It'd be destroyed. It'd be smashed up. Yes. It'd be gone.
So for people who don't know about this, it was when before the year 2000 came, Dublin had this underwater clock. So it was a clock in the Liffey, the main river going through Dublin, that had a countdown timer to the year 2000, wasn't it? But it broke in, no, I don't know the time, but it wasn't long and they had to take it out. It was an obscene waste of money.
It was a million and a half pounds at the time. So inflation is probably good to 5 million euro for a giant clock.
We can neither confirm nor deny Alan's inflation figures, but it was dire.
It was called time in the slime.
But that wasn't the official name, was it? Was it?
It's probably called the soggy
countdown in the river. Yeah. There you go.
I think it was called Millennium Clock.
Millennium Clock. That was it. Yeah. Jesus, we've had some stupid ideas, haven't we? And no, part of me doesn't want this to fail, because it is actually kind of cool that you're seeing a live feed. The portal. But I was surprised by, I don't know how many people were on the Dublin side, because obviously the camera I saw was facing the portal and the Lord Mayor.
Oh, yeah.
But on the New York side, there weren't many people there at all. I thought it was going to be packed. I'd say there was 50 people there, not even. So like, it was all very strange.
Well,
waste of money.
Is it?
Times Square, I think. I don't know. I mean, how could we find out this information while we're creating this podcast?
Yeah, exactly. If there's a slight pause now, it's because we've paused the recording. We've Googled it. Well, John, let me tell you. No, we haven't. Just to clarify.
I'm just going to quickly type in Dublin portal. Let's see. Portal.
Tunnel.
It says Dublin and New York City. So I presume it's Times Square. It has to be. Yes, I'm sure it is. So let's see how long, what was the cost? Do we know the cost? I can just imagine. Anyway, wrecks my head. Waste of money. There are so many other things we should be spending the money on right now.
Like an underground metro, or not spending like 2 billion on a children's hospital. But anyway, you're looking.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Yes. Absolutely.
The most expensive hospital in the whole world.
Ever. And it's not finished. And it's still not finished. Anyway, let's keep this lively, because that's very depressing. Very depressing. So I got a voicemail, and I'm just going to call him Jay or Jamie. We say Jamie, gone up again. And he was commenting on in our podcast how annoying salty food is. And can I just say, before we started recording this, I had a spice bag. So my mouth is as dry as Gandhi's sandal right now, and I need a drink of water because it was so salty.
A spice bag.
So salty.
Such a good thing, a spice bag.
Oh, so good. Yeah, such an Irish thing.
Do you normally add salt? Do you add salt normally to your food?
Never. Absolutely never. So it's exceptionally salty. And I know, the funny thing is, I gave out in the last podcast or whatever, a few ago, about salty meals and how annoying they were. But I went into this spice bag knowing it was salty, so I was expecting it, but it was almost nearly too much. It was spicy salty. Yeah.
What were you hungry though?
Starving.
If you weren't hungry and then you ate it, you would have found it way too salty.
Yeah, probably. No, but I was. I loved it, but then I did have to stop myself. But now I'm like,
did you get curry sauce with it?
No, she does. I don't get. This is, here we go. Right, totally. Curry sauce. What is happening? Curry sauce right now. So you know the McDonald's brand of curry sauce, which is delicious. Not sponsored. A lot of names.
And this is McDonald's, not McDonald's.
Not McDonald's. Yeah, it's McDonald's.
It's like in
LS.
Coming to America. McDonald's.
McDowell's. Yeah, it's like McDowell's in Coming to America.
Sorry, that's what it was.
They have the Golden Arches. We have the Golden Ark. Yes, I've seen that movie one too many times. The curry sauce is just, it's mild. It's not like curry sauce. It's more like a flavored gravy. It's more like the...
Yeah, I know, I get that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I
do
want
you not
to
add stuff to it.
Sauce.
So what do is whenever I order a takeaway, if it's a Chinese or an Indian, sorry, that's what we call them here, just to clarify. That's not me being anyway racist based upon what happened recently. But no, you're not hearing about that happened a couple of weeks ago. Big uproar about apparently there was a lot of Americans going, oh my God, it's so racist calling your food Chinese, but that's what it is.
Really?
Anyway, that was June.
I get it. People in America, when we're ordering food, if we want to eat Chinese food, we say, well, we get a Chinese. If you want to eat Indian,
all right,
say,
murder
we
a
get
Chinese.
Indian. Yeah, murdered. Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I never, now that you said it, and I'm
Yeah.
actually thinking of what you're saying. Yeah, I get why people will be like, what the fuck? Yeah, I get it. Okay, fair
Yeah,
enough.
so anyway, so I normally order an extra curry sauce, which I then freeze. So that means whatever, a week or two later, whatever happens to be, if I'm in the mood for like a Chinese again, I can
Yeah.
defrost the sauce and I can make my own curry with an old chicken. So it's rather than buying one back and forth, I
I
always
feel
order an
like
extra
I
sauce.
don't know you. Do you know what I want to do with you? I want to go camping with you and see how
We have
camping,
gone
ready,
camping, John.
prepared.
We have gone camping before. Do you remember that?
Are you
Back
talking
at a
about
festival?
a festival? Yeah, no, but no, I mean camping. No,
I'm
festival
really good at
camping
camping.
is very different, right? Jesus, we've had some fun, haven't we?
Literally,
We have, in fairness. Yeah,
we
yeah.
had.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
Now
but
that
so,
actually sounds
well,
weird that you said we
yeah,
have
but
now.
yeah,
Yes, no, it was
anyway,
just fun at a festival.
yeah, exactly. Brokeback Mountain and everything like that. But
100%.
the but what I normally do is if I get the sauce, I then add in my own spices. So I will add spice myself to it as well. So
Okay.
it has the slight flavor of your local Chinese, but then I add the heat. I would add whatever heats, whatever
And do you like
spice I have
hot now?
added.
Would
Oh
you
yeah, I like
like
hot hot.
really? Could you lo you introduced me. You were the first person to introduce me to. Well, geez, this we need just call this the brand podcast. I was about to, you know, the hot wing sauce. Was
Oh,
it yeah,
Frank's hot sauce.
Frank's, yes, yeah. Not sponsored. Frank's hot wing sauce,
You
yeah.
like that sauce?
I do, but I like my ass can only tolerate so much, to be
We don't put the bottle up with them. Like, what are you doing with the bottle? But
honest.
just so you know, he, yeah,
I thought it was
especially those
hot
hand
bingo
movements.
wing sauce.
Jesus. But just so you know, if you ever are making it and this is where you're going to get your butter, you melt down your butter, you mix it with your Frank's hot sauce, and then let it sit. It'll actually be thicker, like what you get in a lot of restaurants. Just so you know, I love my
Yeah.
food. You know, I cook a lot. So
Thicker,
that's
the
what you need to
sauce
do.
will be thicker, and so will the person eating it. The
And the
sheer
type of
amount of
butter that
butter
you
and
use
calories.
is meant to be ghee, GHEE, which is the type of butter. But in Dublin, that means your fanny or your vagina
It
or your
does.
front
It
garden
does.
or your wizard sleeve or your O'Connell Street portal.
Yes, ghee. We use ghee in a lot of cooking here in this house, believe it or not. My
Oh, that's
wife
right. Yeah,
uses
that's
it.
true.
So, yeah. It's
Does
funny
she
that you
like squat
said.
down over it or what did she do?
Sometimes it depends on what we're eating.
Nah, geez, the first taste of ghee off this.
Oh,
Anyway,
Jesus. Yeah, you just when you said
we're not sponsored by ghee, by the way, just to clarify.
we're absolutely not sponsored.
John is currently drinking from a bottle of water. Oh my God, is that fizzy water? Do you like fizzy water?
So we stopped that recording for a second so I could drink some water because, again, Gandhi sandal, I had a too salty a spice bag, and Alan was shocked to see that I drink fizzy water from the bottle. I love fizzy water.
I get fizzy water. It's just it's temperamental.
Okay, continue.
You weren't ready for that word. If
I
I yeah,
was
fizzy water
not. I was
temper
like, what's he gonna say?
because there's only like a 10% gap, 10% timing of fizzy water where it's perfect. Outside of that, it's like, is it nice? Is it not? I don't. Do you know when? Do
I
you know what
know
I
what
mean
you
by
mean. Yeah. It's the initial first mouth is too spicy. Then you get to the nice
It's
stuff.
spicy.
Spicy. Yeah, it literally spices your neck. It's like bubbly and spicy. Then 3/4 of the way down, it's like, it's losing its fizz. I don't know. And then you just drink it out of spite because you paid for it and you want to get your 15 cent back on the bottle.
That looks like that's a 25-cent bottle.
Is a 25 cent bottle. You are right. Jesus,
There
you have a
you
sad life. Yes, so we were talking about the voicemail I got. So yes, about the salty meals, and Jamie agreed with it. The salty meals there are rotten. But what he said annoys me more is when you go out for a meal with people and they order a steak and you've ordered a burger and you're splitting the bill. Did we mention that already?
No, we have
It's so
no. I get
fucking
that. Yeah, no,
annoying.
absolutely. Or you go,
Ireland.
I'll just have one Coke and they've had 27 cocktails. You're like, all right,
Or
that's 700 euros each.
Yeah,
No,
yeah.
fuck
Or
off.
I've been in groups a couple dates years and years ago, you know, like where it's a group of couples and we're all the night and somebody wants a bottle of red wine and you're like, are you having a laugh? I was on fucking tonic water because I want this bill really low.
Absolutely.
And now I have to
Yeah.
split your 47 euro bottle of wine because they were a ridiculous, you know, restaurant price of wine. No, that really, really
Well,
wrecks my head.
I've done
Thank
that
you,
before.
Jamie.
Remember,
Yes.
I remember I was getting a drink before. I can't remember what I was getting. I said, guys, I'll cover this one myself. Because we knew beforehand. Or what's more awkward, more head-wrecking equally as well sometimes, is when you don't know if a bill is going to be spit or not, or you're just paying your own things. And it's that awkwardness of going, what way are we ultimately doing this? Or you go out for a meal with somebody else going, are they paying? Especially if it's like something out, and then you have to pay, like, oh, I do work a lot. We kind of go out, we're working, going, are they paying? And they're like, all right, you always like 42
our work
euros.
Pain. Oh, I
I'm
lied.
like, oh,
I asked that straight out.
I'm not eating for 2 weeks now. Do you know the way? Because I've got the, if they are paying, I don't need to eat for 2 weeks because I'm filling up.
Well, actually, you've reminded me of something. So I need a bit of a confession on my part, Alan. We went out years and years and years ago.
Me and you?
Yeah. I think it was just, I think our friend James was there also. And you bought a bottle of, I don't remember if it was champagne or sparkling
wine. Is this
wine.
In Red Mines?
No, it was in Dandelion, Stephen's Green.
Oh, I remember. Yes, okay.
Yes. So I owe you a bottle back because I never bought one back because I couldn't afford it at the time. So next time we are physically together, there will be a cold bottle of bubbly between us. There you go. Confession. I've been holding on to that for 20 years. I do. I owe you a bottle
so
back.
Now.
No, but
I've been
holding
the
funny thing
is,
I have thought about that occasionally and kept on forgetting to bring it up. And I said, I wonder if Alan ever thought of that. Maybe he never had. Or I was going,
I was probably drunk at the time.
No, but I was like, I hope you haven't, because I hate when people do that. Don't buy back.
Yeah, no, but,
you know,
but
now it's 20
times...
years later, so I will buy back, okay? But you know,
well, you know
I'm
me well enough. I don't buy things like that for the purpose of going, I expect you to buy back. I'm getting, because going, you know, we're having a bit of fun. And
I know,
and that's what I ultimately,
no,
you know.
I know that, but I couldn't buy back. And it was, it's funny how things like that come back in you. But I will. I'll get you a nice bottle of 0% bubbly. No Secco. I'll get you no Secco.
Tonight on Confessions with John. That's what it's like.
I know, Not sponsored by No Secco. Because that is really actually nice, a brand name.
It is. It's really nice. No second. Right. Let's bring this back into what this podcast is about. But things ahead, records, rather than you.
We needed a catch up. We needed a catch up.
We did. So, you know what annoys me, and it's something that I fall for every single time. It is the energy saving mode on the dishwashers that don't actually wash the dishes. Right.
So many kitchen woes. It's ridiculous.
It's so, but I put stuff in the dishwasher, there's not enough for a full wash. Yep. And I know if I leave, it's going to stink, that weird egg smell that comes from the dishwasher. That's something else that wrecks my head. So I'm going to put on like a 40 minute wash and go on, boom, there you go. And all it has basically done is, firstly, just wet all my dishes. And secondly, it's given me like a face steamer. I open up and like, my eyes are burning and nothing.
Great for the pores though.
It is. Yeah. It's absolutely great for the pores, but that's why I look so young, because I have to put the dishwasher on 27 times just to wash the things, because the energy saving one is useless. So I end up just using twice as much energy trying to save energy. I'm like, no, wrecks my head. Never cleans them properly. Ever.
Yeah. I do agree with you on that. It doesn't, the energy saving one doesn't clean them properly. So then you either, ours is an energy saving. I think it's 25 minutes, which is fine. 25 minutes is grand. Oh, it's really quick.
Mine's 40.
Is it? No, ours is quicker.
The normal one is 2.5 hours.
But it's ridiculously long. It is so long. And you're like, on how hard it's at that point, you consider your life decision to go, why didn't I just wash that plate? This is a stupid waste of time. I could have washed, dried, and stacked it by now and used it again.
So the issue that I have with it, and this has wrecked my head historically.
Hysterically or both?
Both. Historical. When you decide to actually manually wash dishes, you know what I mean?
Manually wash dishes, yeah, I get you.
But several things happen. Number one is your sleeve gets soaking wet, because for somehow when you're washing stuff, it goes up your sleeve, and then your sleeve is absolutely, so I don't roll my sleeves up, maybe I should do. But then you've nowhere to put
anything.
There's
a simple solution to that,
roll my sleeves up, but then you start stacking everything up and not everything fits. Then you all fall down. Yeah. Then you have a glass that's on its side. And like, what the hell? There's suds everywhere. It just looks messy. I'm like, if it's in a dishwasher, I don't know, they're dirty. Out of sight, out of mind.
It's funny. I was talking to my wife yesterday about it because I heard somewhere, I saw it on something, Instagram or whatever, that one guy said, Every household should have two dishwashers.
I watched that. Did you, one for Dirty One Routine.
It makes complete sense. The only thing is, obviously, that's taken up a lot of real estate on the lower half of your
kitchen. Technically, you don't need as many presses underneath them because everything is in them.
Yeah.
But I don't think from an electricity point of view, running two dishwashers is safe. I think that's like having two...
Well, not on you putting it on 2.5 hours and, you know, one each. But it did make sense. It's like you're always going to have one clean and one dirty one. So that totally made sense to me. But obviously not very cost efficient.
But it does make sense. But then you think about in your kitchen, a good 50% of your kitchen is normally just sort of like glasses and bowls and just get rid of it. You have two dishwashers.
Yeah, and why aren't shelves in the dishwasher? Oh, nothing ever fits properly. Like a glass,
you know, you can up and lower and down, but then you just fall over. Yeah.
Fucking first world problems, eh? Have you got another email?
I have another head wreck that's very, very topical for me at the moment.
Well, let me guess. It's an under annoyance in your kitchen.
No, it's not.
He hates when I said he's actually thick. I can see it.
These are both actually combined. They're two of the same cloth. I thought that's a proper saying. I don't know.
What is happening with the sayings today? Two of the same? Cut from the same cloth.
Cut from the same cloth.
That's it. Yeah.
Anyway, so two of the same annoying. Firstly is banking opening hours. They're stupid. They're headed, like it's 10 till 4. It's stupid. Like open, people aren't in work so I can go to the bank, right? That's the number one issue. This wrecks my head. They like open from 10 till 4. They take a 3-hour lunch. Then they take another 2 hours for their smoke break. So it's like back in 10 minutes.
Who goes to a bank anymore?
This is the second part. So my daughter's looking to buy a car at the moment. So she has to go to the bank, right? To take out the cash. So there was money lodged into her account, right? I'm not going to say the bank because I don't want to give them any free advertising.
Right.
Because they're shit. So she went
not
in.
Not sponsored. And,
the money was put into the account this morning. She went in going, hello, I'd like to withdraw X amount of money. Like, you need to wait till that money clears.
But did she just walk up to the ATM and say that? You need to go in and talk to the other robot.
Yeah. It was a couple of grand, and that was the reason why you can't.
You need to wait for it to clear, so you can see it's already there. Yeah, but I can see it clear.
So to more specific, she got a loan from the bank. So the bank lodged the money into her account today. She went and take the money out. They said, "We can't give you the money yet because we haven't cleared the money yet." She was like, "But it's your money. It's in the same safe. What's the issue here?" Yeah.
There's literally nothing happening other than you're saying, yes, it's yours.
No. And they're like, oh, it can take 24, 48 hours to clear the money. But I'm like, but why? You had the money. You've given me the same money you've always had. The money's still in the same place.
Yeah.
I just wrecked my head going, like banks are so quick for taking money out of your account instantly. It's like, after half two on a Friday, you might get it next Wednesday.
Yeah, and if we talked about that, the delay in adding your fees and processing payments on credit cards and stuff, it's ridiculous. Is it literally just to keep as much money in the system for as long as possible to make as much interest?
Irish thing. Most other banks in Europe have instant SEPA. So I know SEPA was that whole thing we changed where we got the BIX and the other one, the BIX and the bands. And then if you go, like, for example, if you're in France and this is my understanding for what I've read on my short time on Reddit. If you have a French account and you lodge your German account, they get it within like 30 seconds. But I've had a Revolut account. I have a Revolut account. I used to have an N26 account. If I transferred from my Revolut, which was in Lithuania, to my N26, which is based in Germany, it was instantly vice versa. Versus if I go into Bank of Ireland, hand them cash, they look at the cash, stick in a drawer and go, well, we're not going to open that drawer for another 24 hours.
Not sponsored by Revolut, Bank of Ireland, or the other bank in Germany that you talk about. I know, it's so annoying. It is so annoying. You said you wouldn't name the bank and you named them anyway.
No, I didn't.
Okay, fair enough. The money woes and everything. I know, and even for me...
Stressful.
It's not an issue at work, but payday for me, they're one bank and I'm the other. So everyone gets paid before me. And then everyone's like, are you going out for lunch? And I'm like, no, the money hasn't gone through.
Oh, really? That's bizarre.
Yeah, because I'm another bank. We do, but it's just because it's a different bank. But it's only a few hours later, but there is a delay.
Because especially thinking, have I gotten paid or not? And you're kind of waiting for that.
That's
another example. Why does it take so long?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it literally a guy in a suit and a suitcase walking with it? That's what I think. one bank to the other.
Like in this day and age, surely he can just like email you, take a photograph of the food, take a photograph of the money in one bank and send it to the other bank, go, here's the money, go, great, thanks for confirming. Like, what? Like, I don't get it. Like, it logically makes no sense. And then, so to add to this, she contacted me and said, oh, it should go to after 4 o'clock. And she's like, but that's points because you're closed at 4 o'clock.
I can't go in and get the
why it was a double issue.
Yeah, I think you're getting drunkenly. Is it now, is there a difference in taste at all? Would you notice a difference in taste in the Heineken 0% not sponsored?
I think Heineken Zero is more fizzier, I think. Again, I go because I don't really drink. I've never compared it side by side. Like, I like the Guinness Zero. And it's slightly sweeter.
I was going to say, yeah, had you tried it? Yeah, but I remember you have. I haven't tried it yet. Because I'm afraid I won't like it. And, you know, like, I don't want to waste it if I don't like it.
I have a Nitro Surge as well. So I use it with a Nitro Surge. No, you're not meant to be able to use it with a Nitro Surge.
What does that do? Right? Because you have to
pay extra. It surges the Nitro.
It's like
it surges Nitro. But
is there nitrogen in it? Is it?
There's nitrogen in most.
But
that's the gas when you go.
Yeah, but then I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah. I've never seen it been used, actually. I must maybe look into that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of drinking stuff to do before the next podcast, don't I?
Yeah, you have to go and what do you say? Yeah, the IPAs. That's it from Yellow Badger Bollocks, whatever it's what's it called.
Yellow Belly Beer. Yellow Belly Beer. Yellow Belly.
Not far off.
Yellow Belly, as in, you know, yellow from the Wexford colours. The yellow belly, purple and gold.
I didn't know where you're going with that. I'm not going to lie to you on that one.
No, but it's the same as the other Wexford.
Yellow Wexford color?
Purple and gold. They're the Wexford colors.
So not yellow. You know, okay, fair enough. Okay. Just basically like a giant
everyone
twirl.
Everyone says yellow belly. It like a giant, what? Twirl.
Twirl. It's purple, it purple kinda, and yellow.
Yeah. No, is there yellow on it? Oh, there is. Yeah. Yeah. The twirl.
There's no yellow in the flag. It's gold.
Yeah. I'm not a jersey head. I don't wear jerseys. I've never worn jerseys. I don't understand why.
You've never worn a jersey?
No, I don't think I can ever think of one time I wore a jersey ever in my life. Unless it was like as a pajama top to wear to bed or something. Yeah, I don't even have
they're
one.
Great.
I don't even have one. That's the thing. So it would have been like when I was younger with my brothers and sister and one of them would have had one. That's the only time.
But I do like having those weird t-shirts for pajamas. Sorry that Heineken Zero has repeated on me.
It's all right. You're puking into your mouth and I've Gandhi's handle in mine, so it's grand.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. No, I do like those kind of the weird tops for pajama tops.
Do you wear pajamas then? So if you didn't have a top, like, or do you?
I don't wear bottoms. I can't wear bottoms, but I just wear, I
do
like
you wear jocks though?
Yeah, yeah, I have.
Because it'd be a bit weird you walking around with the jersey top and no bottom. That's like,
yeah, because like, it's really weird, especially when I'm napping on the bus on the way into work. Like, obviously, I have to be wearing my pants. Like,
for fuck's sake, Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
I don't get the bus. So, something that's wrecking my head are bus lanes, bus gates, one way systems that you can't drive anywhere in Dublin City anymore. And from August, you will not be able to drive from one side of the city to the other. Sorry, that's unfair for me to say. You can, but it's going to be a major pain in the hole. So at the moment, I cross by the Quays. I go along the Quays, over O'Connell Street. That's closed now. That's buses only. So now you're going to have
O'Connell
to turn by
Jervis. Bridge is buses only.
It will be. So going across the Quays. August.
Where can
so you have to turn? You have to go with Jervis, then go by Jervis and all the way back.
But that's already a nightmare because that's only one row as well because there's bus and bike.
Yep.
Oh my God. Nightmare. I'm so glad I don't live in Dublin anymore. Not sponsored. I can't
do in a minute. So it was all right. No, just traffic management systems for no point. And then the bus lights are like 4 hours long and 4 seconds for a car. And then some of the top of lights takes 3 seconds to move off, and they're the only car that gets off. You're like, for fuck's sake. Anyway, that's my heated rant.
Yeah, see, I'm glad I don't have a very, very, very short commute. Speaking of commutes, We got to go. Alan, it's been an eclectic one tonight, I have to say. It's been fun. We've started at, I don't even remember what we started at, beer. And we kind of ended on beer, in a way. Yeah, it was a broad spectrum. But thank you for listening. We have a couple of new countries listening to us. At the moment, I think we got Japan. And
I love what t-shirt I'm wearing. My t-shirt
says, oh, and you're wearing Japan. He's wearing a No, it's the right way around. So, if you want to tell us some of your woes and your head wrecking stories or voicemails, on by email or by what's the other one, Instagram, you can do that at
head_wrecked.
Yes. And you can email us at thelads@headwreck.com. And make sure if you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple that you just give us a couple of little stars there, because we really like to see them and we're really happy with all our listeners. And the more stars you give us, the more reviews you give us, the more people hear us. So you're already doing brilliant. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
And then,
Thank you for staying this journey with us.
We might really get our sponsors.
Yeah. Yes. And then I'll have to stop saying, not a sponsor. And I'll go, this podcast is sponsored by whoever. And then everyone will stop listening to us because it'll be full of ads. Bye.
Already is, or what? Bye. It already is.
Bye.